of America.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More violence in Ukraine. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Missiles struck a convoy of civilian cars preparing to cross from Ukrainian-held territory in Zaporizhia province on Friday. The convoys consisted of vehicles carrying families who were headed to the areas to rescue relatives from occupied territory. Reporting from Kyiv, Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine on Friday that this incident was particularly tragic.
For the moment, we know that a number of victims is around 25 people, and around 74 people are injured, and this also includes children.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said at least 16 missiles were fired at the convoy. He wrote on Telegram that Russia is seeking revenge for Ukraine's steadfastness and Russia's failures. Russia hasn't commented. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Meanwhile, the Kremlin and Russia state media have been aggressively pushing a conspiracy theory that blames the United States for damage to a natural gas pipeline or pipelines in the Baltic Sea. The accusation is now reverberating online in forums popular with American conservatives. NATO leaders have said that the damage to the Nord Stream pipelines appeared to be sabotage. They have not identified a suspect, though. The U.S. State Department has dismissed Russia's claims, with a spokesman calling them preposterous. Analysts say that Russia is pushing the theory in another effort to divide the U.S. and its European allies. And again, the Kremlin and Russian state media have been saying that the U.S. is to blame for damage to natural gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is hitting Russia with more sanctions after Moscow's illegal annexation of Ukrainian territory. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin.
After Vladimir Putin held a celebration in Moscow and claimed four Ukrainian regions as Russia's forever.
He can't seize his neighbor's territory and get away with it. As simple as that.
The U.S. hit back.
New authorities to sanction anyone who provides political or economic support to Russia's fraudulent territorial claims.
President Biden did not mention Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky's own surprise move. An accelerated bid to join NATO, a step neither the U.S. nor the alliance are endorsing, and one likely to boost already high tensions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than a dozen soldiers appeared on Burkina Faso's state broadcaster to declare they have overthrown the country's coup leader. In a statement carried Friday night, their spokesman declared that Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Damiba was no longer in charge. They say that Captain Ibrahim Traoré is Burkina Faso's new leader. Damiba and his allies had overthrown the democratically elected president only 9 months ago, coming to power with promises of making the country more secure. However, violence has continued unabated, and frustration with his leadership has grown in recent months. Damiba has just returned home after addressing the UN General Assembly in New York. North Korea on Saturday fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters. That's according to South Korean and Japanese officials, making it the North's fourth round of weapons launches this week that are seen as a response to military drills among its rivals. South Korean military said that it detected the two North Korean missile launches 18 minutes apart on Saturday morning, coming from the North's capital region. Japan's defense ministry said it also spotted those launches. A passenger plane has been shot in Myanmar as it was preparing to land, injuring one person on board. State television MRTV says Myanmar National Airlines plane was carrying 63 passengers when it was hit in the eastern state of Kaya. Myanmar's military government has accused the ethnic minority militia, National Progressive Party, of firing the shot that penetrated the fuselage. However, a leader of the group denied the government's accusation, saying his party has not ordered its armed wing to shoot at civilians or passenger planes. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.